What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Welcome to another Funnel Fix Friday episode, and this one you are going to learn some very, very applicable tips for improving your sales conversions on your sales page and your checkout cart page, especially if you are hosting those on your own WordPress website. You're going to want to go over to the YouTube channel. There is a link in the description or show notes below to click on over to the Art of Online Business YouTube channel and watch from there. And if my voice is new to you, hi, I'm Quajo. I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Rick has set sail towards the AI lands. It's pretty cool stuff. Head down to the description below to see the episode where Rick says what he's up to and introducing me. So let's get started. This is going to be very, very cool. As you're looking at the screen, this is a client of mine. And I will say we have started off her ads, direct to sales ads, and they are profitable. All right. However, I wanted to increase the profitability of those ads. And I looked at this page and this thing needs a lot of help. Hey, but if you make the same mistakes, you're going to love me for this. Number one thing to change the idea here. What you need to think about is when somebody comes to your sales page, you want to give them as few distractions as possible. They're coming there to sell. You're running a Facebook ad objective, sales objective, hopefully you should be, to get somebody to buy. When they arrive at that page, you don't want to also offer them an opportunity to join your mailing list. In fact, I had another client who he said, Quajo, I want to test a pop-up on the sales page that popped up when somebody showed exit intent, right? As in they slide their mouse to the URL bar or they slide their mouse somewhere towards the close button for the window. But when they show exit attempt, I don't want them to just exit. I want maybe to get their name and email for an opt-in. And I was like, no, my experience says do not do that. Mainly because people take longer than just a day or an initial view of your sales page many times to buy. And so what if somebody just needed to click into another window, go to Gmail to write an email to their grandma? What if they saw a notification because there's the latest cat video on Facebook and they want it out of the app or like Safari app on their iPhone? And if you use an Android, what are you doing? I mean, whatever internet browser you use on an Android, God bless you. And they want to go somewhere else. And they just want to click away, but they still want to come back. Now they see this free exit intent pop up, and then they're going to click that and be on your email list. When they click the ad with the intent to buy something, don't do that. I digress. Back to this one. So join your mailing list. I advise her to take that away. And also look at the headers. This is something that I see often for people that host their sales pages on WordPress. You leave the headers there, but look at all these things to distract somebody from buying, right? I can call, talk to you maybe to distract myself from buying. I can go to about and nope, take the headers away. And I stick by that because the data from my Facebook ads clients shows that their pages perform better without those headers. And if you have different data, honestly, I've seen it so enough that I would say somehow your website is a special unicorn. We'll get back to the episode in a moment. You're hearing me as the host of the Art of Online Business and probably thinking it's really expensive to work with Quajo because he's the host of the Art of Online Business. Actually, no, it's not. It's especially affordable if your business is right for ads management, i.e. you're already earning somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000 in annual gross revenue, and you want to scale up your business You should not be managing your own ads at that point, because you as a CEO, your time would be better spent doing things that only you can do. You don't want a lack of a team or a lack of an ads manager to constrain your growth, mainly because with ads management experience, I'm saving you time, right? You don't have to figure out all the things, and you don't have to make all the mistakes that would happen if you managed your own ad. So there is a link in the podcast show notes below. You can click on that link that takes you to the website, theartofonlinebusiness.com/ads, I believe. And the link is down in the description below. So just check there, or just go to the website and fill out an application to work with me on ads and have me also be your strategy partner as far as looking into your funnel, giving you tips and tricks and strategies about how to optimize your check-in page and your sales-in page and your lead magnet opt-in page so your business can do a better job of converting leads into sales. Again, that's in the show notes below. I'm pointing down to the show notes, but you can't see me. So let's get back to the episode. Normal websites need headers gone from the top of their sales page. By the way, I'm not wearing my normal V-neck. You want a funny story? This is not a V-neck. It's a crew neck. And well, if you know that I had a really bad accident back in the fall, and you can see my face, barely you can see a scar right there. But man, I like fractured the orbital floor, which is inside the eye socket, the bottom that holds your eye up and keeps it from falling and touching your brain. Kind of being snatched back into your brain by that optical nerve. Anyway, I broke that, so my eye could have fell into my eye socket. So they had to like lift up my eyeball and then do surgery underneath. And I have titanium mesh in there. Anyway, I'm healing up just fine, but I lost a lot of weight. Most people would say, actually, my friends here in Mexico where I live told me, you gain weight when you just lay in bed for weeks on end, which is what I had to do for my eye to heal. They're like, normally you gain weight. How did you lose weight? I don't know. My body took a lot of energy to heal that eye and the crazy gash I had up here and my fractured nose. Now I have a scar. The funny thing is, though, with this crew neck, I was telling my wife one morning, basically over the Christmas break, which just happened at the recording, at the time of the recording of this video, it's January 12th, and the Christmas and New Year's weight gain has passed, I mean holiday, but for me, it was a weight gain because of all the foods, and I think I lost like 7 kilos, about 14 pounds, and I gained back like 6 kilos, i.e. most of the pounds, and I was like telling my wife in the morning, this shirt is so tight, I feel like a fat sausage, and she's just rolling and rolling and rolling. Okay, back to the episode. The next thing you would want to change. So this page, first of all, this looks like the web developer, which is not her, to be fair. It's her web developer. So maybe she needs a new web developer. But he has this title here, which looks like a description for Facebook ads. It shouldn't be there. We use Facebook ads specific pages for data tracking, and that shouldn't be there. So when I look at this page, I see what I believe are two buttons. But I don't want to see two buttons on a sales page. So over here, we have a pre-recorded how-to webinar, which when I look at it, and over here, we have a get your discounted copy. And just look at the size of these. This is the bigger button. I'll just click here, unless I'm reading. So if I click here, the problem with this is this looks to me like a how-to video, which cool. All right, I get it. A stenographer would probably want to see how this software works. In general, though, I believe how-to videos are not a good thing to have on a page, especially a page where this is a low cost offer, $37. We're trying to get people just to go to the page and buy. And I noticed in this long how-to video, the only call to action that I could see, I didn't watch the whole thing, but what I noticed is the call to action is go to a FAQ page. It's not even a buy page. No. And this video is so long, somebody would come here. Now, with good intention, right? We want to educate someone who's going to purchase from us, but they're going to come here, watch this video, and get bored and not make it to the end. How do I know? Because I grew a YouTube channel to like 20,000 subscribers. Even on my best videos, we had like 70% retention, meaning only 70% of the people that started watching the video made it to the end. On most of the videos, it was down at like 30%. I mean, 50% is great. So what that tells you is most of the people that are going to watch this video are not going to make it to the end. And unfortunately, because of the internet, when they click away, it's going to be to a cat video on Facebook. So I would not have that video so long here. And if it is going to be here, let's put a call to action to buy inside of the video. with a visual of the newly redesigned page. So this little button, I'll skip the words. There could be fewer words, but since it's profitable, let's not change the words right now. Since the ads to this page are profitable, let's just make it more profitable. Want to see what I would do with the checkout page? The checkout page is a doozy. You will. And that was the other thing. Check your pages, because as I'm clicking on this page, it takes a long time. I think that was like 2 seconds to go to the checkout page. And on the checkout page, we have a header that needs to be removed. Because if somebody expresses the intention to buy and go and check out, we don't want them to get distracted by all the other things that your well-designed website has to offer. And the next thing that I would also get rid of is the opt-in for the mailing list on the checkout page. Again, you've bought something, right? And you've experienced that, just that little bit of anxiety that wants to hold you back and keep you like your past self without getting this thing that hopefully will make your future self more happy, more prosperous, or just look better if you're going to buy clothes. I like shopping. So remove opt-ins from the page, because we don't want to help people delay a buying decision by saying, I'll just get on the email list, see what she can tell me about stenography. And by the way, this client is so cool. So cool. And she is like, I think the fifth fastest and most accurate stenographer in the world. Stenographers would be those people with the special keyboards. Like, this is a regular keyboard. They have special keyboards and they can type, and they sit in courtrooms and they can capture all the conversations at once into their software with their special keyboard. And she does this live. She's done it live for like the NBA. Like, wow. Anyway, what am I looking at now that the headers are gone on this checkout page? Logo there is cool. The checkout page could benefit from several, just two, testimonials. I do like how this checkout page is cleanly set up. Does your checkout page, I'll say this, does your checkout page actually require first name, last name, street address, town, city, zip code, and a phone number for somebody to buy? If it doesn't, don't ask for that information. The easier it is to fill out, the more people, the higher percentage of people that visit the page will actually purchase the thing that you are selling. Going down the page, I see a CAPTCHA. I am not a robot. Interesting that this is on a checkout page. At least you just have to click it, and it didn't pop up that little grid where it says, click on all the little pictures that have a piece of a motorcycle in them. And those changes are what I would do to make changes to a checkout page. And that's all. So thank you for listening. And if this has helped you, please go over to Instagram and DM me and tell me. It's at Quajo. That's Quayjo on Instagram. The link is in the podcast show notes below. Head over there and tell me how you liked this. Until the next time, when you see me or you hear from me, be blessed. Take care.